Well, time now for The Remembrance Project, our series from the writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. And today she remembers a woman from Marblehead who defied the odds in everything she did.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. Louise Finocchio loved that Robert Frost poem. She also loved art and travel. As one of the groundbreaking first female buyers for Filene's, she roamed internationally, following the paths of fashion and color.
There's a picture of her going into the baby shower when she was pregnant with me, and she had these big white frame glasses and white gloves and a shift dress that was pink with little pockets and a white patent leather purse. She looks exactly like Audrey Hepburn.
After she became a wife and a mother to her daughter Karen Finocchio Lubeck, Lulu, as her family called her, opened an interior design business, written up in House and Gardens.
She was so incredibly detail-oriented that when we started to see some shifts in that, that was really the light bulb that started to go on. She would call me multiple times a day without any kind of reference to our conversation earlier. And in some cases, you know, it would be 5 phone calls in an hour and a half.
Lulu was 59 when she was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease.
Mom was terrified. Here you have this brilliant, sharp, driven business owner. I mean, she ran a phenomenal interior design business, and she knew she was losing her mind. And one of the things that we did say from the very first day she was diagnosed, we were going to keep her at home at all costs. That's what we committed to my mom.
As Lulu had scoured the world of fashion options, Karen and her father scoured the world of clinical options. For the first 10 years, that meant medication trials, many medications.
We went through a time where she was horribly combative, which is very common with Alzheimer's. But as only my mom could be combative, she has to take it to a whole new level. Not only is she combative, she could have easily taken out, like, Meriwether and Tyson in one go.
She was on 31 unsuccessful meds when an inpatient doctor suggested electroconvulsive therapy.
Even after the very first ECT treatment, all of a sudden, that loving, hugging, funny mom was back. She was making words. She was able to start to use words again to communicate. Maybe not full sentences, but words. She was loving. She would come up to you, and instead of, you know, looking like she was going to knock you out, she would just rub your cheek. She'd come and she'd smile. And that, my mother's smile was, oh, nothing. Nothing beat my mom's smile.
Lulu left the hospital on a single drug for sleep. She stayed on it along with maintenance ECT for the next 10 years, miraculous patient number 11 in studies, grant applications, and conference presentations.
She would just continue to show people that you can live and be happy with Alzheimer's, as hard as it is. And that was her kind of career, was to start to change minds.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Louise Finocchio, who died last September in Marblehead. She was 79. If you'd like to suggest a loved one for remembrance, email us at remember@wbur.org. There's more in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.